Talking today with Jeremiah Mullick. He is the product manager of seed treatments for BASF North America. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, you guys have joined forces with the SCN Coalition to create something called SCN Action Month. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's right. SCN Action Month. BASF has teamed up with the SCN Coalition to try to bring awareness to growers to start actively managing soybean cyst nematode, which is the number one pest in soybeans. So we're encouraging growers to really take a proactive approach to managing this pest and grow in the know. And with that, one of those key things is taking a soil sample to know those levels and the threat to those soybean yields on their farm.
So this is kind of a hidden thing that you really don't see until it's too late, right?
Yeah, that's right. So with nematodes and SCN in particular, you often don't get above ground visible symptoms, even though that pest is there. So in soybeans, often the most diagnostic symptom of SCN damage is healthy looking soybeans. The pest is widespread, but it causes small yield losses that often aren't seen above ground. So it's critical that a grower take that soil sample and know the pest presence below the soil and actually get a good indicator of what's occurring on their farm.
Well, walk us through the process of the best way to take a soil sample.
Yeah, the best time to take a soil sample for nematodes is when the crop's not growing. So following harvest is a great time. When you're taking those fertility samples, go out there and take a nematode sample also. And then you have those results to build that plan for the next growing season. So part of SCN Action Month, we're having a promotion where the growers can go in and register to receive a free soil sample kit from BASF. BASF will cover the cost of the analysis. And with that, when those results are available, we'll have the discussions with the growers to help them build the plan and proactive approach to manage nematodes on their farm.
Right, because if they detect this, it can be really problematic going forward.
Yeah, so you're never eliminating nematodes on your farm. So once you know you have the pest, then it's a proactive approach every year to make sure you're managing and maintaining those yields. And part of that is using resistant varieties, as well as partnering with seed treatments to make sure and utilizing crop rotations to manage populations also. So it's knowing you have the issue is the first step in the cycle, and then building that management strategy that includes crop rotation, resistant varieties, and seed treatment.
So this is something you have to watch for every year because it's actually in the soil as opposed to treating something like bugs. You're having to actually treat the soil.
Yeah, so with all those management for nematodes occur before the seed goes in the ground. So picking that seed variety and seed treatment, or in other crops like cotton, for example, use of an in-furrow nematicide, all that proactive approach has got to be done before the season starts. So you're building that plan before the season starts. So once that planter goes through the field, there's not much more you can do to manage nematodes. So that's why it's important to have that soil sample before you start planting, that you can pull all those pieces together and make sure you're doing all you can to maximize your yield and manage these difficult pests of nematodes.
How can our producers get signed up to receive the free soil kits?
Yeah, for more information, they can, and registration for these kits, they can go to scnactionmonth.com. And there is the registration link for the soil sample kits, as well as other information and education pieces around SCN.
So once they do that, and then you get those results back, then you guys can work with the producers to kind of get a game plan for going forward?
That's right. Yep. So when you get those results, that's the grow in the know piece, right? So once you have the results, you can build a knowledgeable and active approach. And BASF is here to partner with the grower to make sure they're doing all we can to manage soybean cyst nematode.
Well, since you are in the know about seed treatments, tell us about a few other seed treatments that Oklahoma producers may want to know about right now.
Yeah, so other things to look for when you think of cotton as it's expanding into Oklahoma and those acres in Oklahoma, seed treatment's a big piece of that. And Fibromax and Stoneville on all of those seed treatment offer from those Fibromax and Stoneville include Copio, which is a seed treatment nematicide to protect from those nematodes, as well as having that broad seedling disease protection also. So much like nematodes, seedling diseases, there's not much you can do once that plant's in the ground. So Fibromax and Stoneville has a great seed treatment package that includes that seedling disease protection, as well as a nematicide. And then for an additional value, there's the insecticide protection piece.
Always good information. Now, if producers do have questions about what products may work best on their farm, who do they contact?
They can contact their local BASF representative.
Thanks again, Jeremiah. Always great information.
Thank you for having me.